Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back. Armando Magro from Nebraska Women's Tennis, the head coach, has joined us, and it has been informative, and we are fully appreciative of him making time. I'm going to ask him a thing that if folks are tennis players, tennis fans, and they want to support Nebraska women's tennis, how would you recommend they go about it?
They can support our NIL through 1890. We're kind of starting to, you know, to use it for recruiting. You know, we're right now it's kind of I want to say non-existent, you know, yet, you know, for women's tennis yet on the NIL front, but we're already kind of losing recruits because of it. So I think we can I would be very much appreciative if we can somehow start competing now for recruiting, you know, on the NIL front. It's affecting tennis the last couple of years, and it's starting to make a big impact. So NIL through 1890, our excellence fund is through the Nebraska fund, you know. But right now I think we're trying to focus a lot on 1890 so we can hopefully, you know, help bring, you know, top talent here to Lincoln.
To say this, that it's an international sport, and that the players getting Big Ten caliber tennis players to Lincoln, Nebraska, isn't easy. And especially in a world of NIL and transfer portal, you have opportunities. But your roster, I just want to go through. Dominican Republic, Russia, Japan, Argentina, Italy, Bolivia. You're not grocery shopping locally. So it takes some money and resources to do this sort of thing. And then remember, these folks are getting worldwide attention as well. So yes. To get folks to Lincoln, Nebraska requires some support and some effort. I think Husker Nation, knowing that that's the case, would step up.
Well, no, I appreciate it. It does take, you know, time and effort and resources to travel. The biggest thing sometimes, you know, for the top American players right now, I would say most of them, they're getting money through NIL. You know, I was actually talking on the portal, even this past portal, and I tried to recruit the few that were in the portal. They were the top Americans, and they all needed money. They all wanted money. Which is fine. I think they were worthy of it, and I think they got some, but we couldn't get any of them without that money. So we didn't have it at that time, and we're working on it, and I think some of them, you know, certainly deserve it. So I think it's that's our goal, is to hopefully grow that, and we can keep attracting that talent here.
Let's stun some people. Give me a range, a minimum for Big Ten talent. Big Ten caliber talent, somebody that will be in your top 6 players or a doubles player at the University of Nebraska, and you're not giving any specifics to anybody that currently is there, so that's not necessary. But if you're saying to folks, here's the range, right? We know in football, we know the range. Basketball, we know the range. I don't think we know the range in for men or women's tennis.
Yeah, I think it varies, but I would say, for what I hear, players are getting, you know, between 25 to 40 to 50,000 a year per player. Some are getting more. Actually, one player was playing professional and decided to go to college, and I think she got paid 200,000 to go to ACC school. You know, one of the top schools in the country.
Yeah.
One player was got about 100,000 just to go one semester at a Big 12 school. She was at a one semester left eligibility, and she decided to say, "Well, I probably make more money on one semester in college that I could play in pro." Playing pro tennis is a tough world out there. In the lower end events, which are high level, but the pay is not that great. So, so sometimes some now with NIL, and if they're really, really good, they can make just as much money.
And you carry 8 players.
Right now we have 8. Our roster number, I think next fall, is going to be at 10 based on that roster size, you know, by the NCAA. So we'll be at the most at 10. Yeah.
So if we did math and said, listen, you'd like to have, Herman would like to have 10 players who at least could compete on the Big Ten level, we're not talking about crazy numbers. We're talking about $250,000.
Yeah, and that's for the
changes
whole roster.
The whole program.
Oh, it changes absolutely her program. Sometimes some teams, you know, they have their top 2, top 3 players make some money. The rest are on a scholarship, you know, which is amazing already.
Right.
You know? Which is great. So, yeah, sometimes we're, you know, I try, you know, not to be too picky or too demanding on those things. But, yeah, I would love to be somewhere in the park, or even get one player here, you know,
at that
amount, you know. So we're battling, you know, on that front. And besides that, we're battling, you know, with the location and weather too. But I mean, I came here because I love Lincoln. I think Nebraska is an amazing place. You know, we love raising, you know, my wife and kids here, and we love it here. And I think this is a place where I came because I know we can win and we can be successful. Obviously, the landscape has changed.
Yeah.
Which is in a few fronts a little more challenging, but I'm up for any challenge, and I think the goal is to keep growing our sport, keep growing our team, and just to be the best we can be.
I want to bring in super producer Jake Bach over in for a second because I want his take and opinion on this. But Bach, do those numbers surprise you? That if you said that you want to bring in 2 high caliber players, those players will probably cost you anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000 at least for a starter. But does that surprise you?
I'm not sure if I'd say surprise, but it is interesting to get to that number and kind of think about, okay, what are the across, you know, different sports, what that number is, because it certainly is quite different than other sports, and certainly it's just the NIL world is so interesting altogether, just because, you know, what might be
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Available here might not be available there. So, like you said, it's just kind of battling on a couple different fronts there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's, you know, there's some programs out there that are, you know, given, you know, 40,000 a semester an athlete, you know, and they're top caliber. They're some of the best players, you know, in the country. So, yeah, it's not a thing here yet, but that's the goal, is to try to get there and compete not only, you know, on the tennis court recruiting, but also on the NIL front, which is now affecting our sport pretty heavily. You know, it started obviously with football and basketball and all those parties spreading.
Yeah,
you know, across a lot of sports, and I think tennis is one of them. You know, and I think it's, yeah, the goal is to you know, the goal is to, yeah, join and be competitive. You know, I want to compete. I don't like being in this situation. I mean, so I want to be the best we can be. You know, we have everything we need. You know, now we just, I think the missing part might be that just the NIL firm.
You're currently, the program sits at 10-1, and as you head into the Big Ten conference play, right? How long is the season? How big, how deep will the Big Ten season run? And is there a tournament that finishes the year?
Yes, we're about to start Big Ten. So we 10-1 non-conference. I think we did pretty much the best we could do. We lost to Baylor, which I run, I think, 14 in the country right now. And it was still, we were competitive. It was a close match. Now Big Ten, we played 13 matches in the Big Ten out of 18. We have 4 no plays, and it kind of rotates yearly. Every school in the Big Ten has women's tennis. And then, we play through the end of April. Big Ten Championship is the last weekend of April. This year, they changed the format a little bit. Used to be that every team will make it. This year, only 12 out of the 18 make it. So it's a little more challenging. And who your no plays are makes a big difference too. So our no plays this year is... it's not a 7. You know, we don't play actually a couple of teams that are towards the bottom. We play every team in the top. So that it's a little more challenging, but we're after the challenge. So, yeah. It's
Tell exciting. Me how that. Yeah, I heard a little something in the voice there.
it is what it is. You know, we just have to play the hand you're dealt with. You know, so each year it changes, and you know, we don't complain about it. We don't dwell too much on it. We just have to play whoever is in front of us and do the best we can be.
Walk me through this journey that's been your tennis life. When did you determine, first of all, tell folks where home is, and then when you found out or how you found out that, you know what, this tennis thing is going to carry me through my life?
Yeah. I was born in Cordoba, Argentina. Born and raised there. My dad actually played tennis. He played competitively. I grew up there playing there, and I think I play a little professional, tried to play that. College wasn't in my mind at that time. And then I got injured, and then I had some friends that went to college, and they advised me to kind of go, and I try, and I came here. I play 4 years of college. You know, I had a good career, and I kind of made me fall in love with the college format. You know, tennis is such an individual sport that you grow up, everything you do is all about yourself, you know, because it's an individual sport. So you have to take care of yourself. You have to, you know, pretty much everything's about yourself. So changing that mindset to kind of being a team, I love that. I love being a part of a team. I love competing with my teammates and just being, it became a bigger purpose, you know, not just me, just playing for your school, playing for each other. And I think that's kind of why I love the college format. And then, yeah, after that, I just, graduated, and then I started. I was going to go into the real world, business world, and then I kind of like, well, you know what? I was doing well, and I was like, I've been part of the tennis all my life, so I was like, why not stick with it? So I started being an assistant coach, and now I've been, Division I assistant coach, associate, and head coach now for 16 years, and been in the U.S. longer than I've been back home. So I'm more of a, you know, been here for over 22 years now. So, I love to hear, and I think I love what college tennis brings to our sport, and I think it's such a unique opportunity for players to develop, not only, you know, personally, but also, you know, as a team, you know, as a growing as a player, how to develop in college. You develop a lot, not just, you know, being out there by yourself playing, traveling. It can get lonely. It's expensive. You know, you have to deal with a lot of ups and downs. And I think college just brings, in most of them, you know, it brings the best of them, you know, and I think it helps them grow, helps them be very supportive. So that's the environment we try to create here. But also I think I can tell, you know, players, I talk to former players, and I think they all have the same kind of like, hey, I love playing for a team. I love how I grew as a person and, you know, who they are today. So
It's always fascinating that coaches, players who become coaches, always have a coach. That's kind of the North Star for, you know what? I could do this. I want to do that. I want to do that for people. Who was that for you?
I think growing up, my dad. You know, my dad was my coach. He's still a coach. He actually was here visiting. He's still visiting these last few weeks here, and somebody I can just talk to, you know, about tennis, but in general. And then I have my former college coach, which I consider a friend today. So we still talk all the time. And I always ask, you know, a few of them for advice or decisions I make, you know, before I relate those decisions. I kind of like, hey, is this the right thing to do or not, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I have those people. But I would say mostly my dad. You know, I kind of learn most of what I know about tennis from him, you know. But then I have a few other coaches that kind of helped me see sometimes different points of view or different, you know, different things about the sport. So, yeah.
We're going to go to break. We have a caller that wants to get on. We'll take that call when we come back from the break. And then I'll ask Coach to go up and down this roster a bit to let folks know who they will be coming to see. Again, March 7th against Michigan, we want to pack Dylan. And I think that would be kind of the purpose to let them know who they're coming to see. It's going to be a fun final segment here on One-on-One.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.